money goes screaming from streaming. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the NASDAQ stock index, where many tech companies live, for the month so far is down almost 10.5% as of right now. It's down another 1% at the moment. The S&P this morning is down 0.6%. The Dow in early trading down 55 points, 0.2%. There's a lot of focus on central bankers signaling several interest rate hikes again, but that Fed is also backing off a different kind of stimulus. On Fridays, we check in with Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FHN Financial in New York.
All those bonds they were buying through last year, that bond buying program is slated to end in March, and Fed officials have been making a lot of noise about shrinking the balance sheet as quickly as possible after the buying program ends. The reason that affects 10-year note yields is that the Fed has been buying 10-year notes, among other things. And if they shrink the balance sheet, the market's going to have to absorb a lot more supply, and we reprice for that supply.
All right. Now, if all this talk of balance sheet is causing a case of MIGO in our listeners, my eyes glaze over, this will get people's attention. You know, it's not all that abstract. Mortgage rates, the cost of borrowing on a house is up because of this.
Yeah. And those who decide to buy this year are already looking at mortgage rates that are almost half a point higher than they were last summer. And it's entirely because of the sell-off in 10-year notes. Now, the good news on that front is that the market tends to price in changes in the balance sheet when the Fed announces them. The rise in mortgage rates we've seen so far this year is probably the only rise we're going to get.
All right. Christopher Lowe, chief economist, FHN Financial. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Now, if you had to name one company that benefited from people closer to home during pandemic, maybe Netflix, something to do when we're close to home in 2020, when Netflix added 36 million subscribers. But in that company's latest quarterly results, it says growth is tapering and Netflix stock is down 22% at the moment, between a fifth and a quarter of its value gone in a flash. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins me now with more.
David, we now know Netflix added 18 million subscribers last year, far fewer than 2020. They missed their own forecasts for growth in the final 3 months of 2021, and that's despite new marquee programming with lots of star power. The company says it's now looking more to overseas growth, and executives say they're creating content to attract subscribers in foreign markets. The company also says more competition from the likes of Disney Plus, HBO Max is having an effect. And they blame the pandemic, too. In markets like Latin America, for example, they say that there's a lot of pandemic-related economic hardship still, and that's playing a role in dampening subscriber growth.
Yeah. And what about here in the U.S.?
Well, yeah. Subscriber growth really slowed down in North America in the last quarter, just a bit over 1 million new subscribers. Those are just not the kinds of numbers we're used to seeing from Netflix. The concern is that perhaps everyone who's going to get a subscription to Netflix in the US and Canada maybe already has one, and now they have more competition too to contend with. Company executives tried to put an optimistic bow on all of this, saying there's no decline in retaining existing customers, and they believe in the long term they're still on solid footing.
All right, Nova, thanks. Sales of existing homes in America haven't been this high since the cheap mortgage frenzy during the year of 2006. The full year numbers for existing home sales are in for 2021 now, and the National Association of Realtors says it's a 16-year high, more than 6 million sales. Inventory of homes going up for sale is low, demand is high, and in many parts of the country, transactions close really fast. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
On the popular HGTV show House Hunters, prospective buyers always see three properties, argue over open floor plans and double vanities, and then hash out a carefully thought-out choice at a local cafe. Yeah, that's not happening right now, says real-life house hunter Nikki Simino in Denver, Colorado.
You don't really have a lot of time to sit around and go, okay, well, you know, there are pros to this house and there are cons to this house.
Often, by the time she sees a listing she likes and contacts her broker and her agent, it's already been snapped up. Houses typically sell now in about a week, says Lawrence Yoon, chief economist with the National Association of Realtors.
For this major expenditure, in some cases $1 million, it is somewhat discomforting to make such a hurried decision on this major expenditure.
And yet, he says, motivated buyers are increasingly putting up all cash or waiving contingencies for inspections or appraisal just to have a shot at a successful offer. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Staying with the business of entertainment here, the Sundance Film Festival kicks off this week, and like so much these days, it has switched over to virtual. Sundance, in a normal year, is a pageant played out in a ski resort, but even when streamed online, it is a big market for shopping indie and documentary films to potential distributors. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
Former photojournalist Karim Ben Khalifa has new work premiering this year at Sundance. And when he found out the festival was going entirely online?
Well, I felt you don't put a project there every year. Yeah, I was a bit sad. But at the same time, it's a rich man's problem to some extent.
In some ways, Ben Khalifa's project is perfect for an online festival. He's created an augmented reality experience called 7 Grams. It's about the materials that go into our smartphones, and it tells the story of a child soldier who's also forced to mine for precious metals.
There was always enemies to fight, territories to conquer, resources to dig.
7 Grams is meant to be watched on a phone, and anyone can download it. So Ben Khalifa doesn't need a distribution deal out of Sundance, but documentary filmmaker AJ Schnock says a lot of people do.
You're hoping that your film is one of those films that is the subject of, you know, those classic bidding war stories where all of the different distributors are in the lobby waiting for you to say, like, I want your film. No, I want your film.
Instead of an actual lobby, Sundance has created The Spaceship, an online platform where people can create avatars to interact with one another. Sam Adams, who writes about film for Slate, might check it out from his living room, but...
It takes a lot more effort to have those kinds of run-ins at home than it does in person where you just run into people.
However, there are a lot more people. Sundance estimates that more than 600,000 took part in the festival last year. That's nearly three times as many as when it was just in person. Here's filmmaker AJ Schnock again.
It gives people the sense that it is this thing that is reachable. And like you can just buy a ticket and watch something the day it is out in the world, no matter where you are.
Sundance has said it's committed to maintaining a digital presence in the future. So next year, even if there's networking in person, your avatar might be able to join too. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.